Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. The Sheridan County Sheriff's Department is alerting parents of a Snapchat trend called Close Check. The trend encourages teens to share pictures of themselves in minimal or no clothing. Parents are reminded to monitor their child's online activity. The small town of Greensburg is grappling with a major decision.
It's whether to shut down its police department. The dilemma arises from both budgetary constraints and the imminent departure of their police chief, according to Mayor Matt Christensen.
It's a bit of a crossroads with our police department because our current police chief is pending departure. He will actually be leaving employment with the city at the end of September.
Some city council members advocate for maintaining the police department while others worry about cost to taxpayers. If they do away with it, the Kiowa County Sheriff's Office will handle emergencies, potentially leading to longer response times. I'm J.P. Bazant.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. An Ellis County man was found guilty on Friday of premeditated first-degree murder after a week-long trial in Ellis County District Court, with the jury deliberating for slightly more than 2 hours. According to a news release from the Ellis County Attorney's Office, 29-year-old Colby Allen Trickle was charged with premeditated first-degree murder in the October 31, 2019 shooting death of his wife, 27-year-old Kristen Trickle. Trickle was arrested in July of 2021, and he was also charged with falsely reporting information twice to the Hays Police Department officers during the investigation. Aaron Cunningham, the assistant Ellis County attorney, was the lead prosecutor, and presiding over the case was the Honorable Glenn Braun, Chief District Court Judge of the 23rd Judicial District. Sentencing for Trickle has yet to be scheduled. Kansas law requires the defendant to be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for 50 years for the conviction of premeditated murder in the first degree. Ellis County Attorney Robert Anderson stated in a news release that sadly they will never be able to bring Kristen Trickle back, but it's his hope that this conviction brings some level of comfort and healing to those who knew and loved Kristen. Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Education Enrichment Program, or KEEP, has reached a significant milestone, with program enrollment nearing full capacity just 8 months after launching. And KEEP provides qualifying parents and guardians with a one-time $1,000 award per student to pay for educational goods and services such as tutoring and school supplies. Governor Kelly said KEEP has been instrumental in providing a variety of educational goods and services that promotes educational learning recovery and facilitates academic enrichment opportunities, and they're proud of the impact it's made on the lives of tens of thousands of students across the state. The state is encouraging families to apply at keep.ks.gov while the program remains open. Completed applications are reviewed on a first-come, first-served basis, and once enough applications are received to award all funding, the program will enter into a hold status, and applications received after that date will only be reviewed if funding remains available. and the program will remain open for claims submissions as beneficiaries have 1 year after their award date to use the funds. Applications will be reviewed in the order they're received based on the timestamp of submission of a complete application, and incomplete submissions may receive an updated timestamp once completed. Applicants who have already submitted their applications and need to make updates or changes can do so by contacting the KEEP support team. The Kansas Office of Recovery partners with Merit International Incorporated to implement KEEP, where program administrators understand the importance of equitable distribution of available resources and remain committed to supporting the educational enrichment of Kansas students. The Geographic Information System staff at the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks are proud to offer hunters a new tool this year that's designed to make locating fields managed specifically for dove easier than ever. Each year, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks public land managers work diligently to provide quality wildlife habitat for public enjoyment, to include crops of sunflowers, milo, and wheat stubble that are sure to attract good numbers of wildlife, including dove. The 2023 Kansas dove hunting season runs from September 1st through November 29th, during which time hunters may take mourning, white-winged, Eurasian, collared, and ringed turtle doves. After the season closes, only Eurasian collared and ringed turtle doves may be harvested. Hunters may keep a daily bag limit of up to 15 doves total, which can be mourning and white-winged doves in any combination. There's no limit on Eurasian collared or ringed turtle doves, but any taken in addition to the mourning and white-winged dove daily bag limit must have a fully feathered wing attached for identification while in transport. The possession limit for dove is 45. Lastly, hunters should keep in mind that migratory doves may only be taken while in flight. To learn about doves and the new locating tool in Kansas, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
Northern Valley Lady Huskies volleyball coach Hansen reported that the team traveled to Colby on Tuesday to play the Heartland Christian Crusaders and the Weskin Coyotes, and then again on Thursday to play the Ellis Railroaders and Heartland Christian Crusaders again. Tuesday's night ended well with the Huskies winning both games in two sets each. The Huskies started off against the Crusaders, serving 92% as a team, winning 25-19 and 26-24 after fighting back from a significant points lead by the Crusaders. The Lady Huskies played the Coyotes next, winning 25-17, 25-10. Coach Hansen stated that it's always nice to walk away with two wins, but improvements in their intensity and fundamentals will be essential as they start the second half of their season and work towards playoffs. Thursday night did not start off the way the Huskies wanted, losing to the Railroaders in a two-set match, 11-25 and 25-27. Coach Hansen reported that in the first set, they just struggled with the little things and getting into an offensive game. And in the second set, they battled until the end, with the Huskies making some great plays. The Lady Huskies ended their night playing the Crusaders, and the Crusaders started off strong and ready to play, winning the first set 25-23. However, the Huskies regathered themselves and won the next two sets 25-17, 25-23. The Lady Huskies junior varsity also got some court time on Thursday against the Crusaders, with Coach Lowery reporting that the Northern Valley junior varsity girls competed against Colby in two sets. She said the girls found themselves behind in the first set, but worked hard to come back for a 25-21 win, and in the second set they found a little bit more momentum and continued to go after everything, winning 25-12. Coach Lowery added that each week the girls proved that they can work harder. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, September 20th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Dennis Gilhausen, Robert Bowman, Dean Little, and Gerald Jones, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve the September 6, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 28 building permits presented for approval. Dallas Goslin with the Norton County Economic Development requested a letter of support from the council for the Kansas Department of Transportation cost share program that he's working on for the East Side Development Project. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Robert Bowman that the council submit a letter of support to the Kansas Department of Transportation for the cost share program for the East Side Development Project, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Ron Briery that an emergency exists and the circumstances creating such emergency is sufficient to waive and suspend the usual three-reading ordinance adoption procedure for Ordinance 1763, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 11, Article 1, pertaining to the Uniform Offense Code, incorporating a Uniform Public Offense Code. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was then made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Ron Briery to adopt Ordinance 1763, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Ron Briery that an emergency exists and the circumstances creating such emergency is sufficient to waive and suspend the usual three-reading ordinance adoption procedure for Ordinance 1764, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 14, Article 1, pertaining to the Standard Traffic Ordinance and incorporating Standard Traffic Ordinance. The vote was taken and the motion carried, and a motion was then made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Ron Briery to adopt Ordinance 1764, and the motion carried. Police Chief Jay Sharp reported on department activities, and City Administrator James Maru stated that the city is looking to fill open positions that include Assistant Chief of Police, Police Officer 1, a water wastewater plant operator, and a refuse collector. James then reported that fall cleanup has been scheduled for October 23rd, 24th, and 25th. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Ron Briery to adopt Resolution 21-2023, which is a resolution of the City of Norton, Kansas, to change the retirement affiliation for police officers from CAPERS to KPNF. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Andrew Black scheduled a committee meeting at 4 p.m. today, Monday, September 25th, to discuss the bylaws for travel and tourism and the agreement between the city and chamber regarding travel and tourism. Dennis Gilhausen reported that the Finance Committee met with the McMullen family to discuss and finalize a lease agreement. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Andrew Black to approve the agreement between the city and the McMullen Family Farms, LLC, for a term beginning November 1, 2023, and ending October 30, 2033. The vote was taken and the motion carried. After an executive session with the city attorney, city clerk, and police chief for consultation with the city's attorney about the communications and jail services agreement, which is privileged in the attorney-client relationship, the council meeting resumed at 5:53 p.m., and a motion was made by Dean Little and seconded by Ron Briery to hire special legal counsel for the communications and jail services agreement issue, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Andrew Black to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 18 as a whole, and the motion carried, and a motion was made by Ron Briery to adjourn, so the council adjourned at 5:58 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
With unlimited guesses, I bet you still can't name everything available for your farm, vehicle, and more at Roy Sales and Service in Norton. Owners Brian and Kate Fonenstil are proud to serve Norton and the surrounding area. They have Interstate Batteries, Auto Parts, Oil, Welding Supplies, DeWalt and Milwaukee Power Tools, Kids Farm Toys, Farm Equipment Supplies, and so much more. Come out and see everything at Roy Sales and Service on East Highway 36. You won't believe how much they have for you right here in Norton. Are you ready to build your dream project and equip your home with the latest appliances? At Cowpoke Supply, they offer a wide variety of high-quality lumber, from sturdy hardwoods to durable softwoods, ensuring your project is built to last. Cowpoke's appliance department features top-of-the-line household appliances from trusted brands. Whether you're upgrading your kitchen or refreshing your laundry room, they have it all. Visit them today on East Highway 36 in Norton, Cowpoke Supply, where your dreams take shape and your home comes to life.
Kansas Agriculture Network News. Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. The ethanol industry told the EPA's Science Advisory Board that there's no science in its claim corn ethanol has minimal climate benefits compared with gasoline. Renewable Fuels Association head Jeff Cooper challenged the EPA Science Board's claim that the science on the corn ethanol's climate benefits is questionable. Cooper argues the research on ethanol and climate is extensive.
From the Department of Energy, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, University of Illinois, DOE's National Renewable Energy Laboratory, University of Toronto, California Air Resources Board. I could go on and on and on. There's been a lot of analysis done in the last decade around corn ethanol's carbon footprint, and it all comes out in relatively the same place between a 40 and 50% GHG reduction.
But Cooper says the EPA board, with no biofuel scientists, but only one from the Environmental Defense Fund, used limited research.
The Science Advisory Board really highlighted one study from the University of Wisconsin by a guy named Tyler Lark to provide support for their argument that there just isn't enough known about corn ethanol's carbon footprint. And it could be that corn ethanol doesn't reduce GHGs at all.
The Science Advisory Board also suggested that the facts around cropland expansion are hard to pin down. But Cooper noted the EPA's own reviews show a steep downward trend in cropland since 2007, urging the Science Board to go back to the drawing board to see what's really happening in today's corn ethanol industry. In other news, the USDA and other federal agencies are announcing up to $65 million in grants available for the Farm Labor Stabilization and Protection Pilot Program. Program applications must be received by November 28th. More information about the application process is available at ams.usda.gov. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner. Child.
Parent. Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday on the Kansas Agriculture Network. We have a low-pressure system, very slow-moving, that continues to spin over parts of the upper Midwest that would be in and around Minnesota. Another system coming in now from the Gulf of Alaska to the Pacific Northwest, bringing quite a bit of widespread rain to parts of Washington State and into Oregon and even into northern parts of California. The rest of the country fairly dry right now, and it's going to continue that way throughout much of this week. The only system we have is a weak frontal boundary that's going to be sliding in on Tuesday to eastern Kansas. Maybe a few scattered showers, or a wind shift change. Otherwise, looks like readings are going to be running pretty close to average for this time of year, maybe slightly above average, and then we'll start to see a little bit of a warming trend toward the end of the week. And other than that, a slight chance of rain coming into western Kansas later on this weekend, but most folks are going to stay dry. In northwestern Kansas today, sunny with a high temperature 85. It's going to be clear tonight, Tarlow in the low 50s. Our weather for Tuesday in and around Goodland, our high 85. In north central Kansas, this would be in and around Salina and points to the north, Concordia. Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s. Clear tonight, Tarlow 55. Dry weather on Tuesday with a high again in the mid-80s. Tuesday night's low mid-50s, low 80s on Wednesday. Northeastern Kansas, sunny today with a high around 85. It'll be clear overnight, Tarlow mid-50s. And the outlook for Tuesday, sunny with a high temperature 82. In the southwestern corner of the state, rain continues to be above average, although it does look to be a dry week for folks there. Sunny and warm with a high in the mid-80s and a southwesterly wind. Clear tonight, Tarlow 55. Warmer on Tuesday with a high near 90. South central Kansas, sunny today, our high in the upper 80s, upper 50s tonight. And in southeastern Kansas, dry weather today with a high in the upper 80s, our low in the upper 50s. This is the Kansas Ag Network.